Members of a House Senate conference committee meet today to work on a final version of the Farm Bill. The separate House and Senate versions both call for spending more than $578 billion on agriculture and nutrition programs over a 10-year period. They disagree on how the spending should be spread out. The overall numbers are large, but sometimes the arguments involve relatively small amounts being spent for little-known programs. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on one of those.
Every Saturday morning, the empty parking lot of RFK Stadium in Washington turns into a produce aisle more picturesque than any grocery store. Sawhorse tables are stacked with potatoes and greens, set off by brilliant oranges, strawberries, and squash. Even in the rain, hundreds of people come to buy.
I come here first, then I go to the grocery store.
Florence Burgess says she shops here for low prices and high quality. But there's another reason. Her daughter and granddaughter are on WIC. That's W-I-C for Women with Infant Children. One part of this federal program gives Burgess's daughter coupons to buy fresh produce at a local farmer's market. Burgess says it helps her daughter choose good food for the baby.
If they come here first, they don't have to worry about the children pulling and tugging at their sleeves, you know, to get the sugar-coated cereals and the donuts and things of that nature.
The Farmers Market Nutrition Program is a fast-growing part of the overall WIC program. It started as an experiment in just 3 states, and in a decade, it's grown to 35. Last year alone, small farmers made more than $30 million in the coupons, and that's made the program as popular with the farmers as it is with recipients. Wayne Miller is selling produce today from his family's farm in rural Maryland.
The WIC program has helped us out a lot. We're even planting more crops just for WIC. You know, where we plant 5 acres, we might plant 7, and it's a better outlet here than any place else.
More acreage planted and more produce stands opening, especially in poor neighborhoods that lack grocery stores with fresh fruits and vegetables. Gwen Borges started a produce stand in one of the poorest sections of Washington, D.C. On her very first day, she sold everything she had. Fully 75% of sales, Borges says, are made in coupons from the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. And her stand is now a regular part of people's lives.
I had people come buy crates of greens from me. You know, they would ask me ahead of time, could you please bring me one crate for myself? You know, as opposed to getting a bunch or sub per pound or whatever. They want the whole crate.
The Farmers Market Nutrition Program costs about $30 million a year. That's less than 0.1% of the Farm Bill. Some lawmakers were hoping to expand the program this year, but President Bush's budget took it down to 0. Kevin Herglotz, Deputy Chief of Staff of the Department of Agriculture, says the Bush administration is all for farmers markets and supports other programs to boost them. But right now, Herglotz says, other parts of WIC need the funds.
The number one priority is to make sure that your WIC programs are fully funded. You can't fund the side programs first and then your regular WIC program comes second. We have to fund the regular WIC program first, and that's what we've done, and at record levels, I might say.
Supporters say the existing Farmers Market Nutrition Program shouldn't be a side program anymore. But there's no funding for it in either the House or the Senate version of the Farm Bill now being folded together. That makes it tough to add money, even a small amount, at the 11th hour. But Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy says he hasn't given up.
Usually something is included at the last minute because it can prove its value. And this is one I believe will prove its value. I think that both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, will make that determination that there is enough money to do it.
If supporters can save the program from the budget knife this year, they say they'll try to increase its funding for the coming years. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington, D.C.